With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Vatican says the need to work tirelessly in favor of peace, as it worded it, was discussed in talks with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio today. Rubio paid a visit to Rome on a fence-mending trip after President Trump had criticized Pope Leo XIV. The State Department says that Rubio and Leo discussed the situation in the Middle East and, quote, topics of mutual interest in the Western Hemisphere. Oil prices keep dropping on hopes that a deal may be nearing to allow tankers to carry crude oil once again from the Persian Gulf.
The price for a barrel of Brent crude oil fell below $97, down from more than $115 early this week on hopes that the United States and Iran may soon end their war. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 added 0.1% to its all-time high set the day before. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 176 points, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 0.5%. Stronger-than-expected profit reports from Datalog and other big companies helped support Wall Street. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Oceanwide Expeditions has revealed now that 30 passengers disembarked from one of its cruise ships hit by a hantavirus outbreak on April 24th. They left the vessel on the remote island of St. Helena nearly 2 weeks after the first passenger died. The Justice Department can hold on to those 2020 election ballots from Georgia.
A judge has ruled that the federal government can keep 2020 election ballots and other materials taken by the FBI from a warehouse in Fulton County, Georgia, in late January. Fulton County is heavily Democratic and includes most of the city of Atlanta. The county argued that the seizure was unconstitutional, but U.S. District Judge J.P. Boulay said the county had not met the high legal bar that would allow him to intervene. The Justice Department has said it's investigating, quote, irregularities that occurred during the 2020 presidential election, unquote. Georgia's votes in the 2020 race were counted three times, with each affirming a win by Democrat Joe Biden.
This is SRN News. Most Americans support school choice, Michael Harrington reports.
According to a wide-ranging new study by the Beckett Fund, a Christian legal group, 77% of adults have no problem with moms and dads getting state vouchers to send their kids to private schools and using that money to enroll them in religious institutions. 23% oppose the practice. What's doubly important is the fact that the nation's courts see things the same way, ruling again and again in favor of using vouchers on religious schools. Michael Harrington reporting.
The annual Jewish pilgrimage to a 26th-century-old synagogue in Tunisia drew a modest but notable return of international visitors this year. They worshiped together under tight security after a deadly 2023 attack disrupted that festival. This week, roughly 500 visitors came to the shrine from France, China, Ivory Coast, and Italy, included France's ambassador to Tunisia. This is SRN News. British voters casting ballots today in local and regional elections that could shake up the country's politics altogether and deliver a heavy blow to embattled Prime Minister Keir Starmer. More on that from correspondent Jill Lawless.
Labour is defending about 2,500 local council seats in England and is the incumbent government in Wales, but is bracing for heavy losses across the country in this election. That would be very bad news for Keir Starmer, whose personal approval ratings as well as his government's approval ratings have been in the doldrums for months. That's due to a range of factors, including a sluggish economy and a series of policy U-turns and miscalculations that have raised questions about his political judgment.
The U.S. jobless claim applications rose last week but remain at historically low levels. The Labor Department reports the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits in the week ending May 2nd rose by 10,000 to 200,000. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.